Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Well, today is the third Monday of the month, and you know what that means. Well, maybe you don't know what it means because this is the first time we've done it. But what it means is that it is an all call-in show. It's your chance to get some intuitive coaching or tarot guidance on an issue or problem that's been plaguing you. If you'd like to get on-air coaching and guidance, then now is the time to call 800-930-2819. Again, the number to call is 800-930-2819. And the way this works is that if you have a problem or an issue that you feel stuck with, I can help you work through that issue. And when you call in and Benny answers the phone, you want to give him your name and where you are and a brief synopsis of what it is that you want some guidance and help with. And then once we're connected and on the air, you can choose whether you just want to have me do that intuitively or if you want to use tarot in order to get a deep dive into how to work with your issue. So once again, the number is 800-930-2819, and take advantage of this because we're going to be doing it all hour long, and it's not only helpful and informative, but it's also lots of fun too. So get ready to call in right away. While we're waiting for callers to get going here, what I want to share with you a little bit about what my background is so you know why you should care about what I have to say in terms of giving you coaching or even the tarot reading part of it. And as many of you know, my background is kind of a different one. This is not something that I started out life doing. I actually started out life working in software development, not only started out, but spent many, many years there. And in 2006, I had my own little wake-up call where I knew that I'd been getting messages from the universe for a very long time that I was not in the right place or doing the kind of work that I was meant to do. But it finally broke through that protective shell that I had kept me from really listening to that. And at that point, I decided that it was time to really make my big shift and follow what my heart wanted me to follow. And what that was is for many years, I had been thinking that I wanted to be a psychotherapist. And part of what led me down that path was that I had been a client in therapy off and on for quite a few years, since my late 20s. And at the time that we're talking about where I had my aha moment, I was in my late 40s. And I just found being in therapy to be so useful and helpful in my life that I wanted to share that with other people. So I did. I went to school, got my degree in counseling, started practicing as a psychotherapist in 2007. And one of the things that I realized, and this is looking back, in the moment I didn't necessarily realize this, but looking back, what I realized is that I always used my intuition when I was working with clients. I just didn't necessarily know that's what it was or call it that. And so this moving into doing intuitive coaching has been a natural progression. I've always been highly intuitive, always used it in my own life, and then, you know, also in my friends' lives before I became an official psychotherapist. But I wasn't really conscious of it. It was kind of a, you know, just kind of something I did without really thinking about it. Now I've become highly conscious of it. And I do notice messages that I get. And my way of getting messages is called claircognizance, which is having a knowingness. I have ideas and thoughts pop into my head that don't come from me, that they come from my higher self or spirit or the universe or whatever we want to call it. Then in all of this, where the tarot piece comes into it was when I was, you know, everything I do comes out of things I've done to help myself. And I got introduced to tarot. It popped up for me in multiple ways over the course of a week. And I started pursuing that. And I saw over time how I could use that to help me really zero in on whatever was going on with someone very quickly. And that's how I started using it to help people with intuitive guidance. So that's kind of my story at the moment. And it looks like we do have a caller. But before we take that call, I do want to give the number out one more time. So if you want to call in and get some guidance on an issue, you can call at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And Benny, who do we have?
Sure. We'll stay in Seattle area locally. We'll take Laura. She's calling in. She had a question about some dreams she's been having.
Oh, I love dream work. Laura from Seattle. I'm Laura from Seattle, too. So we're connected already. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. Actually, you know me. I live in West Seattle.
Oh, I do know you. You're a psychotherapist, too.
No, I'm the other Laura.
Oh, the other Laura. Okay, you go to my church.
Yeah.
I do know another Laura in West Seattle who's also a psychotherapist. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm so happy that you're calling in. I'm interested to hear what you want to talk about.
Okay, so I've had in the past month or so quite an active dream life in which I feel as if I'm going to this classroom, and sometimes I wake up several times during the night and I can remember bits and pieces, and other times I can't.
Uh-huh.
And I've also had some very strange dreams that have to do with kind of geometric forms. And last night I had a dream and it felt like I was almost ejecting myself from myself, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm just wondering what I can derive from all of this very active dream work that seems to be going on.
Well, you know, there's always so many levels, right? And I love having, I personally love having dreams and thinking about them. So the first piece you were saying, is it where you actually feel like you are in a classroom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the second part was around these geometric forms. And I kind of put those two things together in that, I mean, the classroom pieces, I mean, that's kind of a very surfacey answer is that, well, obviously you're doing a lot of learning right now. Do you feel like you're doing a lot of learning right now?
Oh, yes.
And to me, the geometric forms, what immediately came to my mind about it was building. And so what it seems to me is that this is really about you taking what you're learning and you're learning it, you know, not necessarily even consciously, maybe partly through these dreams, and taking that information and building something new. So do you feel like you're working on building something new?
Yes, I do. But it's almost as if I feel like I'm receiving so much information and I have no way of knowing how to integrate it into my everyday life.
Okay.
And so, and oftentimes I will wake up in the middle of the night and just be, I have to remember that. That's very cool. And then when I wake up, I've totally forgotten.
Right, right. I get that too. So the key to that part is you either keep something by your bed where you can write it down briefly, or what I like to do is keep a recorder. So like even on my phone, my voice recorder, I can just in the middle of the night briefly say what was going on in the dream. And that helps me remember in the morning when I wake up. Because I agree with you. I have all kinds of aha moments in the middle of the night when I wake up after a dream. Then once I wake up, they're gone. But what I will tell you that I have observed or have come to believe is that I don't have to consciously remember it. That having received it, it's already there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that fit for you?
Yes, and I suspect it as much, but you know, there's a part of me that wants to figure it out and see,
right,
how am I supposed to plug this into what I'm doing, or, you know, what if I don't get what I'm supposed to get, or, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you, because back in May, I did a, a self-created silent retreat for 3 days because I was feeling like that. I was feeling like I had been downloading so much information, and my usual way of being was to, you know, I'd be integrating in ways that were familiar to me. And I was feeling like I just had all this stuff. And so now what? And really what I came to understand, at least for myself, was that there was no now what. I already had it. It was there. I didn't have to do anything about it. And so I think that I think part of it comes from, and maybe you're this way too, having been someone who was very action-oriented, very goal-oriented, I had to do something. And now I've come to understand I don't. It's there, and it's already integrated.
Hmm.
Does that fit for you?
Hmm. Yes. Yes, although I have to admit that last night's dream, where I felt like I was almost ejecting myself, was kind of disturbing to me, whereas these other dreams have been, I was more curious and interested in what was going on. And
right.
So I'm wondering if I am calling to myself something that isn't, you know, beneficial.
So we need to take a quick break, but I want to talk about that when we come back. So stay on the line, Laura. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. And today we're doing an all call-in show, so if you have a question or an issue you want to work on, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and it's the third Monday of the month, which means it's an all call-in show where you have your opportunity to get some intuitive coaching or tarot guidance around a problem or issue that's bothering you. If you want to get some information and guidance, call in now at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And before the break, we were talking with Laura in West Seattle about dreams, and we're going to continue that conversation now. So, Laura, are you still there?
Yes.
Hi. So, you know, this really is fascinating. I do love talking about dreams. And I was thinking about your dream that you were saying that was most, was it just last night you had this dream?
Yes.
One about being ejected? And you know what comes up for me is, okay, so we talked about a lot of what's going on for you right now is you're getting downloaded lots of new information and you're building something new. And what comes up for me is that it's really about ejecting your ego from your body.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't like that very much. And that's why it feels scary.
Okay.
You know, my own personal belief is not that there are, I guess I don't personally believe, maybe because I've never experienced it, but I don't personally believe that there is evil that we can attract. And so to me, the scary part really is that conscious mind or ego that it, or the scared part is the conscious mind or ego that doesn't want us to change because, it doesn't know what the change looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
How does that feel?
That makes perfect sense. And I had thought of that as well, but it's great to get that kind of confirmation from you. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I want to I want to ask you if you're okay with revealing all of who you are, like your name and what you do, because I think it would be really useful for people to hear about what you do as well.
Okay. I do spiritual counseling sessions, and my name is Laura Hebert, and I live in West Seattle. I don't know what else I can say at the moment.
Well, you know, I wanted to bring it up because I wanted to ask you about a couple of things that, you know, if you weren't comfortable because you've been vulnerable with sharing this information about your dreams, then I didn't want to out you without your permission. So,
okay, I am outed now. So.
Well, you know, it's like
that may be the very reason I called in today.
It could, it very well could be very, very true. So, I know that. So, Laura and I both go to the Seattle Unity Church that's right in downtown Seattle, and I know that you and your husband were doing a creative session. Now, has that already taken place?
Yes. This was a lot of the information I have been receiving has to do with creativity and colors and tapping into different resources within that are very creative and are an additional way of learning who we really are. And so my husband and I did an experiential workshop that involved I did a meditation, and it was tapping into that portion of ourselves that we can learn our deepest lessons from. And then we did a wonderful monoprint that was created out of what came up during the meditation, and it was very fun.
So, yeah, I love that you have these different modes by which you're accessing information for people. And I know that, sometime in the past year, I don't even remember how long ago it was now, at our Goddess Circle, which meets once a month at the Seattle Unity Church, last Tuesday of the month, ladies, if you're interested in the Goddess Circle at Seattle Unity. Laura, you did a process with us at the Goddess Circle that also was finding other ways to tap into that creativity and our, I would call it even inspiration or intuition around what's going on for us. And I'd love for you to share that process as well, because I think it's helpful for people to realize that we don't always get through things just by thinking about them or writing about them, that there are lots of other ways in which to do it.
Yes. Well, what I have found, especially over the past year or two, is that if you don't face those aspects of yourself that are the most hidden or those things that you really don't want to look at because they're scary or fearful, if you are able to tap into those through meditation in a very safe environment, and then you can journal about them or create artwork about them, it's a way that you can overcome these blocks in your life that prevent you from fully being who you are here to be.
Well, and, you know, one of the things I loved about what we did during the Goddess Circle was I can remember that you had like a little bag that had little items in it, and some of them were seashells. I don't remember what else was in there, and that we could reach in there and see what we pulled out and see how that might spark a different way of thinking about whatever the issue was or have some spark of inspiration around it, which is like, it's going with something that on the surface appears to be totally unrelated and finding how it is related. And I love that.
Yes, what's interesting and what I am finding out more and more is that spirit will use whatever means are available to get through to us. And so if that means just an object, like those items I used in that workshop, I had just gone out and found things in nature. And I also used colors. So sometimes I'll have people in a workshop choose a crayon out of a bag, and they don't know what color it is ahead of time. And then I just ask them, what is that color telling you? Or what is that object from nature telling you? Just describe it in a few words. And then later on in the meditation, something else that they hadn't even thought of comes out in connection with that. And it gives them a little clue to their own situation and what they can learn from it.
Well,
anyway, it's a wonderful, magical, fun way of facing our fears.
It really is, and I actually, I related a little bit to how I use tarot in my own life, because I will pull a card or do a three-card spread if I'm having some anxiety about an issue or feeling some uncertainty about, you know, what I'm supposed to be, direction I'm supposed to be taking. And that... whatever card comes up is exactly perfect. It's what's supposed to come up, just like, you know, the color or the seashell or whatever it is. And it gives another little doorway into hearing or seeing what it is that we're supposed to be getting. And so to me, they're kind of related in that way.
Yes, because I find if you, for example, say you're having a relationship issue, well, if you just think specifically about, oh, I'm having this horrible problem with my mother, and you bring that to mind, it is so supercharged with emotion that it's difficult for you to look at it head on. But if you just set it aside and allow yourself to go through these other processes, then a little nugget of information will come through and pop up for you. And you go, oh.
Right, right. And we just have to notice. We have to pay attention and notice when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really wonderful.
It is very wonderful. And it's just amazing to me all the different ways and vehicles that spirit will get our attention or give us information. I love that there's not just one way.
Yes, it is. It's great.
So it's time for us to take a break again. And Laura, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line if you have time to do that. Do you have time to do that?
Yeah, sure.
And so we'll take a little break. And when we come back, Laura and I will talk some more. And I'm actually going to ask you to help me with something when we come back. And I hope you're comfortable with that. We'll talk on the break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we were doing an all call-in show, but what this has really turned into is having an impromptu guest, Laura Hebert, who is my friend who lives in West Seattle, and she does spiritual counseling, and she called in with questions about some dreams, and it led to this great conversation that she and I are having. And so I'm going to put her on the spot and ask her to give me some guidance on something that's going on for me. But before I do that, Laura, I would love for you to share how people can get in touch with you if they're interested in your services.
Well, I'm in the process of getting a website set up. So until that is taken care of, my email address is ljebert, which is H-E-B-E-R-T, 7 at gmail.com.
And what you do with people, you do probably do a variety of things, but what I've experienced with you individually working with you is that you connect with spirit and work through issues with people in that way, in addition to these other things we've talked about, kind of the creative approach.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So here is my problem, and you can tell me just what kind of a hit you get on this. I have been having this problem where my left eye has been twitching, and it's not constant, but it's, you know, pretty consistent for over a week. And in the past, you know, I've had my eye twitch before, but it'll only usually last a day or so. And it's always been my right eye before. And now it's my left eye, and it's been going on for over a week. Do you have any thoughts about what that is?
Well, my initial thought is, especially in view of the fact that you have had it with the other eye, is that this is showing you that you have a balancing program going on for you in your life, and the eye is just showing you,
so,
for lack of a better word,
seeing, yes,
that you are seeking to balance yourself, and that's just a physical manifestation of that balancing.
Well, that's
Does that
interesting.
Make sense to you? Do you feel as if you're trying to find equanimity in your life?
Well, yes, in certain ways. And the way that I had already thought about the fact that it was my left eye and not my right eye. Now, I know, like in acupuncture and some other energy medicines, the right side of the body is about giving and the left side of the body is about receiving. And I know that part of what I've been working on lately has been around allowing myself to receive, not only from others, but from myself. And so what I had thought about was noticing that it was my left side, that maybe it had something to do with that. And now when you're talking about balance, I can see that maybe it's getting a balance between the giving and receiving part, and the left side is being activated because that's where there's like a deficit.
Yes, so true. And see how you actually had this information and wisdom within you, and it just by speaking about it, it has triggered more information to come forth for you.
Yeah, I think that that's so true.
And also, what I see is that in our lives, the giving and receiving thing, we've received so many messages that it is better to give than to receive, and that type of thing. And especially for women, we are such givers. But what we don't realize is that in order for there to be a complete circle of giving and receiving, so that all are equally given the same amount, we have to be able to learn how to receive more, or the circle won't be complete. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And yeah, and a lot of what I've been working on very consciously over the last couple months has been around self-love. And and in order to have, you know, if I really do love myself, then I am able to receive, because denying myself is not self-love.
Exactly. Exactly. And so a way that you can do this is you can start out by just making a list of those things that bring you joy or happiness. And then you could even just type these out and clip them up and put them into a hat, and then each day pick out one of those and then treat yourself with it. And that way you're showing yourself that you love yourself and that you're willing to give to yourself, and that this will make that circle of giving and receiving complete.
That's a great idea. And I have been in this place of, over the last, you know, several years, I have had a daily practice that I do. And over time, it shifts. I might do this instead of that. I might switch out one thing and do something else. And over the last couple months, with putting my house up for sale and then getting ready to move and then moving and then getting settled again, I have not been doing any sort of a daily practice at all. And I've really noticed it. And today it was really on my mind this morning a lot. And so what I'm hearing from you is something that I could start using as a part of my daily practice now that I'm ready to get back in the routine of doing that. And that is not something that I've done before. Your suggestion around, you know, things that I can do that, you know, the kinds of things that bring me joy and happiness, and then, you know, picking one each day to do. That's not a practice I've done in the past. And so it's good to try something new and do something different. And it's also good for it to become a routine or a habit or part of my daily life, which I really have been missing that.
Yes. And as far as having a daily practice, even if you were to get back into it by only doing 5 minutes in the morning and then extending it to 10 minutes, or having 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes before you go to bed, just be really gentle with yourself, because you have had a lot happening in your life. And pretty soon you'll remember and recognize that just those 5 minutes have charged you up and nourished you so much that you will want to do it more and more.
And that's very, very true. And this morning I did do my Tarot daily spread, which I was looking at my journal and I hadn't done it since the first part of July. So I guess it's not been two whole months, but about 6 weeks since the last time I had done it. And just doing it the one time this morning has already started to shift my mindset about it. And not about that necessarily, but about going back to having my daily practice and doing it consistently, because I know how much it helps me and helps me be balanced and stable. So I like your idea too about, you know, kind of easing into it as well, so that I'm not jumping feet first in again from doing nothing to hours of meditation or whatever it is. So.
Yes, always remember to be gentle with yourself. That's the number one thing. And you realize every time I counsel anyone, I'm also giving the same advice to myself.
Yes, I was just thinking about that because of some things I know about you. I know that that's one of your mantras for yourself as well, is to be gentle.
Yes. Yeah. And the eye twitching will go away, it's obviously just there to show you something. And once you have learned that, it will gently just be released and let go.
Well, yeah, I'm, you know, it's one of those things where I get, one of my things to work on is patience. And I get impatient and I'm like, okay, I get that this is here for a reason. Now, could you please tell me what that reason is so I don't have to have this twitching
Yes, this sounds so familiar. I do the same thing.
Yeah. And I know that it's all in good time that things come to light. And, you know, I would venture to say, because I haven't really been allowing myself time to have it surface, because I'm not doing any sort of daily practice, that, you know, maybe that's part of what that's about too, is, okay, if you want this to go away, you need to make the time to allow it to come forth.
Exactly. And even if you were just to take 5 minutes again and just talk to your eye, as it were, and say, what is it that you have to tell me? Is there any bits of information here I am not getting? And also the component of being open to receive, because oftentimes, especially us who have been in this field for quite some time and think we know it all, we're like, oh, I know. It's like you're raising your hand in the back of the classroom and you're going, I know that. And really, we don't know. And so coming from a place of not knowing is a good place to be.
I agree. And I just, I'm with that laugh, I started having a little bit of a cough. So I think that we're going to wrap up for the next break, because I can't talk without coughing right now. And Laura, thank you so much for being my impromptu guest. And would you give your contact information one more time?
Yes, it's LJHDBERT7@gmail.com. And thank you, Laura. You're such a blessing to so many people.
Well, thank you. And I will say the same thing right back at you. Thank you so much.
She's looking for a job and to find a place to stay.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
She's working two jobs, keeping alive. She works in a restaurant night and day. She waits her life away. She wipes the tears away.
She cries inside. We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and now I'm not choking and coughing anymore. Thank goodness. I have not had that happen before. And of course, it was the one day I did not bring a glass of water into the studio with me. But now I have one. So hopefully going forward, that's not going to be a problem. Thank you so much to Laura Hebert for being my impromptu guest. Things tend to work out. I love how that worked out with her and the lovely conversation that we had, both about dreams and about bodily things that can be indicators that we need to pay attention to something. Now, today I didn't have a scheduled guest, but usually I do. And you can go and listen to archived versions of the show, because each week we have two guests usually, and they have some really insightful and interesting information. And you can listen to archived shows at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you're interested in getting written transcripts of the show, because I know that sometimes having to listen through the whole hour to get to the little 3-minute segment where there was something that was said that you remembered but wanted to get again, sometimes that can be difficult. And if you have a written transcript, you can skim right through. And you can get the written transcript by signing up for the radio show newsletter at thelauralongleyshow.com. And that is over in the right sidebar on the web page. You just put in your email address and you'll start getting those transcripts sent to you every week as they get done. Well, I want to talk a minute about paying attention to what's going on and not trying to change it. Because right before the break, we were talking about my eye twitch and my impatience with it going away. And wanting to know, right, I do believe, as Laura said, that it is an indicator of something and that it's a signal to pay attention. And I want to know right now, what is it that I need to pay attention to so that this darn eye twitch will go away? But that's not always the way it works, because right now I've been focused on making the eye twitch go away. And I had a similar experience over the last couple of weeks. Now, those of you who follow the show, you've heard that I sold my house and I moved to an apartment in downtown Seattle, and I'm planning to sell my car as well, because my whole idea with this lifestyle is walking, riding the bus, taking a zip car. Well, when it came time to sell my car, I received the title from when I paid it off 2 weeks ago. I have had such huge anxiety around the process. And it isn't around, I don't want to sell my car. I want to hold on to it. I don't want to give it up. It's not that at all. The anxiety has been around the whole process of selling it. And I've been spending the last 10 days, well, up until Saturday, the 10 days prior to that, meditating and trying to make that anxiety go away and using all of my tools that I've come upon over the past 30 years to try and shift that anxiety so that it's not there anymore. Well, suddenly at the end of last week, I realized that anxiety is trying to tell me something. It isn't about that I need to do some work to make myself be less anxious. It's about paying attention to, why am I feeling anxious? What is this about? And what became clear to me, it started out gradually, like the fog starting to lift. I could see, you know, shapes, but I didn't know what they were yet. And it took me a couple of days to get there. But here's where I finally got. Not supposed to sell the car right now. And that's the bottom line. But let me tell you a little bit about how I got there and why it was hard for me to get there, because I was so sure that that was what I was supposed to be doing. And part of what was hanging me up with stepping back from that decision and saying, wait a minute, maybe that's not what I'm supposed to do, is that I get so committed to something that somehow it feels like a failure if I don't do it. And I have a friend, one of my very close friends, who has said to me recently, oh, you're so inspiring to me. When you say you're going to do something, you do it. And that was part of the tape that was playing in my head. I said, I'm going to sell this car, so I better sell this car. And so that was causing me to try and push through the anxiety to sell the car rather than listen to this anxiety is telling you something. And maybe what it's telling you is don't sell the car. And I had other things come up, too, that support that conclusion. One being, as soon as I got the title for the car, I called up to get it scheduled to have it detailed because I wanted to get it sold right away. And I really wanted to get it sold right away, partly, largely, because it's a convertible and it's summertime. And if I wait too long, who's going to want to buy a convertible in October or November, right? And so I call up to get it detailed 3 weeks before I can get in any place to get it detailed. And I thought at first, oh, that's because I have a Groupon and they schedule the Groupons out further. Nope. Gave back the Groupon, called up just as a regular person trying to get it scheduled 3 weeks before I could get it in. And so that was causing me anxiety around my sense of urgency around I need to get this taken care of right away and I'm not doing what I said I was going to do. And then, okay, well, I'll just go and clean it myself. And no, never did it. And I was resisting everything to do with what needed to be done to get this car sold. Maybe I'll call up the dealer I bought it from and see if they'll buy it. And if so, what kind of price they'll give me. Oh, never called. You know, I just was not doing anything that was going to create selling the car. Everything felt scary. Everything felt anxiety provoking. So when I finally had this aha that was the full lifting of the fog, and it was not something that happened in a moment. It was accumulation of these things over the previous few days leading up to it. I started thinking about all the really good reasons why I shouldn't sell the car. So I don't know what I'm going to be doing a year from now. Maybe a year from now, I'm going to need a car, and I don't need to know what I'm going to be doing. So what I ultimately decided to do is put the car in storage, and I called up my insurance agent today. I can have comprehensive coverage on it for less than $100 a year. The storage costs less than what it costs me to insure the car. So I'm really less, you know, better than breaking even by putting it in storage and not using it. So to summarize, because that was a long, involved story, but to summarize, when you have a bad feeling, you know, an emotion that is uncomfortable, or when your body is feeling uncomfortable, don't always try to make it go away. Don't be looking for what's the solution to make this stop. Look at what the message is in it. Why is it happening? What is it trying to tell you? So with my eye, I still don't know what it's trying to tell me, but I need to get out of the mindset of, I wish this twitch would go away, and just ask the twitch, okay, why are you here? And the same with my anxiety. I need to quit trying to make it go away and pay attention to why it's showing up. So before we close out here, I want to remind you that I send out a weekly newsletter as well as emails every couple hours before each show starts. And you can receive those by going to thelauralongleyshow.com and signing up with your email address. On my Facebook page, we have conversations with the guests that are on the show. And so you should go and like the Facebook page so that you can get more information from the guests that you really like. And my Facebook page is The Laura Longley Show. And on Twitter, I'm Laura Longley SHO. And you can get all the same information on Twitter as well. I want to thank Laura Hebert for being my impromptu guest. I had planned for this to be an all call-in show, and she did call in. But other than that, it kind of went a different direction than what I had intended. But I totally believe that everything is in divine order, and that was exactly what was meant to happen. And I want to thank her for being vulnerable on the air and sharing who she was so that, you know, it makes the vulnerability even more poignant when she gave her full name and how people can find her. So I thank her very greatly. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Monday, except the second Monday, at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with author Betsy Otter Thompson about using action reaction in our lives and how you can make the law of attraction work for you. You can listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com or WBLQ 1230 AM in Rhode Island. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.